Mexican president calls out U.S. Secretary of State for comments about murder journalists. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 24, 2022. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, called out U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, saying he was misinformed about violence perpetrated against Mexican journalists. During his Thursday morning news conference, López Obrador took aim at Blinken, telling him to stay out of Mexico's issues. "Ask him to become informed and not act in an interfering fashion," the Mexican president said. "Mexico is not a colony of the U.S., nor a protectorate." The harsh rebuke comes one day after Blinken took to social media to express concern about the number of journalists killed in Mexico. As Breitbart Texas has reported, 5 journalists were killed in Mexico since the start of 2022. "The high number of journalists killed in Mexico this year and the ongoing threats they face are concerning. I join those calling for greater accountability and protections for Mexican journalists. My heart goes out to the loved ones of those who gave their lives for the truth." Secretary Antony Blinken, at @SecBlinken, February 23, 2022. "He is poorly informed because otherwise, he would be acting in bad faith," López Obrador said. "Of course, it is lamentable that journalists are murdered, but in all the cases we are acting, there is no impunity." Blinken's counterpart in Mexico, Marcelo Ebrard, sent a letter rebutting the tweet and cited figures showing a decrease in violence in that country. "Le comparto comunicación que estoy enviando al secretario de Estado de los Estados Unidos, Anthony J. Blinken, en estos momentos. pic.twitter.com/coufdhj2b. Marcelo Ebrard C. at @m_Ebrard, February 24, 2022. López Obrador's statement drew a response from White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, who said the government has seen the threats faced by journalists in Mexico and that Blinken was speaking factually. "Psaki, we've seen factually the threats that have been posed to journalists in Mexico. We've seen the threats. That is a concern that I think the Secretary of State was expressing on behalf of the United States about those abuses. I think he was speaking to facts we've seen." pic.twitter.com/kg5xc6h6y. Jose Diaz Briseño, at Diaz Briseño, February 23, 2022. Earlier this week, López Obrador called out Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, for similar comments. The Mexican politician was responding to Cruz's statements during a Senate hearing. #LaManera@López Obrador_PDALosPaisanos en EU que no confinan el senador Ted Cruz, a quien calificó de metiche por opinar sobre su gobierno, un adio que es chueco. pic.twitter.com/roa8von9j. @Diario24Horas, @Diario24Horas. February 22, 2022. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.